It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on a Thursday. You can find me on Twitter at TheDentonDay. Big topic of conversation. It's the subject of our poll question. How do you feel about the Commanders signing Von Miller? You can go vote at the Team 980. We will continue taking your calls on that topic shortly, but now we head to the phones. Welcome on a former Redskin, my guy Anthony Armstrong. You can find him on Twitter at RatedArmstrong. Anthony, appreciate you joining me, my friend. Hope you're doing well. What are your thoughts on the team signing Von Miller?
Double D, what's going on, man? You know, I think the signing is strategic. I'm thinking late season, you need a big third down stop, you get Von Miller on the field. Who else would you rather have getting after the passer, especially if you look at the way our schedule is laid out. You got Philly twice late in the season. You got Dallas, and you're going to have New York. It's necessary to have somebody that's going to be able to get after the passer, especially since they didn't fill that role earlier in the season or in the offseason and through the draft.
I'm excited. I said in the opening of our show, Anthony, that I want four really good games. If I can get four games where, like you mentioned, he has that clutch sack, it's late in the season, he makes a big play, then a one-year deal for a 36-year-old is perfect to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know what he's brought there for. You're not asking him to start and just hold it down for three downs straight. No, he's coming in for a specific purpose. And, you know, if he's still at the top of his game like he has been, and he showed up big for Buffalo, so why not put him on your side and get him in the burgundy and gold?
So, Anthony, one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you, not just because I want to hear your thoughts on the entire offseason for Washington, but the Terry McLaurin contract extension thing has been obviously a massive story this week because he had some media availability. I'm curious from your perspective as a guy that played the position, how are you viewing this back and forth between Terry and the team right now?
You know, I mean, I feel like right now it is a natural dead period where, you know, scouts and personnel and coaches are generally on vacation before they get into training camp. So maybe they're waiting to have everybody in the building before they make this last push. But it's kind of tough because on one side, I mean, he is under contract, and there are a lot of ways that the team can handle it. But it feels like how everything else has happened off the field, from, you know, just tying the jerseys and Art Monk and them doing so many things right, to have this be a potential distraction leading to training camp just doesn't seem right. So I feel like something's going to happen, but you just have to be patient. So my fingers are crossed. If they're not calling me to come out there and play, I'm not doing it. So I need Terry. I need 17 in training camp.
What do you think is a good number for him? The rumor is $30 million. I thought it would be closer to $32 million. Are you in that ballpark?
I mean, yeah. You know, I'm good with 30. And he's shown that, you know, he's a loyal guy. And that's why I think you have to make this thing happen. He's not trying to go in here and fight for, you know, 35 and something that's really going to put a strain on your books. And he wants to get paid like he's been, you know, like he's been performing, and everybody else has been getting re-upped, and he's done more for his team than those other guys have done for theirs. So it makes sense to reward this guy. And if you're going to do it for anybody, you got to do it for Terry McLaurin.
How do you think Cliff Kingsbury is going to use Deebo Samuel this season?
As many ways as he can. Like, you know, the Swiss Army knives, has got the scissors, and then it's got the little nail file, and as many ways as he can. And the beautiful thing is that Debo's good at all of it. And he's even thrown the ball a couple times, too. So whatever is successful, expect that to happen. I think that Deebo brings just a couple of nuances that are going to make Terry McLaurin that much more effective as a receiver. So I think when you're talking about money, Deebo comes into that play as well, because he's going to be able to take those short routes and those slants and take some of those things to the house. He has it on his tape, his highlight reel, so I know it's still in his game. So, shoot, how are you going to use him? Get him the ball as many ways as possible, get him the ball in space, and then sit back and let magic happen.
Anthony Armstrong with us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show, with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. You can find him on Twitter at RatedArmstrong, and you can listen to his podcast, the Believe in Commanders podcast, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. What is your confidence level in Brian Robinson as we enter 2025?
You know, I'm coming in high. Confidence is going to be really high just because, hey, it's a new season, and I want him to just play free. That's my message to him, is just play free and be physical. You know, once he gets in his mind about the ball and ball security, that's where things get downhill. So Dan Quinn's the perfect coach, I think, to help with the mental side of things. But if Brian Robinson can just go in there and play physical and understand his role in that running back room, you don't got to do everything. Yes, he can catch the ball out of the backfield, but You're going to have, you know, Kroski Merritt get to take some of those reps. Eckler's still going to have some of those reps. We need a physical presence from eight. And that's where I'm looking for Brian Robinson to come and have a strong season.
Did you think last year were some of the, at least the statistical shortcomings, were more on B-Rob? Was it scheme, offensive line? Like, if you had to assess what the issue was, what was it from your vantage point?
Man, look, I'm going to go away from that and talk about the physicality at the receiver other than Terry McLaurin. Because when Noah Brown was in there, teams could not – they couldn't go one-on-one because they had to – or they could bring a safety into the mix. With Noah there, they were able to activate that wide receiver too. He was able to block safety from going too high. Whenever you don't have a physical presence on that other spot, they are able to load the box and then force you to pass to a one-on-one situation with a receiver who may not be winning on that backside. So this is why having Deebo Samuel helps. He can block safety. He can do some of the physical run game and allow Terry to be one-on-one, and he'll still get some big plays. Then you're also going to loosen up the box as well, because those safeties are going to have to back up from what Deebo can do in the play-action game. Getting behind the safeties and the linebackers that get sucked up, they drop it over the top, you give up big plays that way. So when you get too high, it's going to be a favorable box for Brian. You're going to be able to run the physical and get behind his pad.
What are your expectations for Jaden in year number two?
Man, you know, honestly, I expect him to perform as he did last year, if not a little bit better. He's going to have more weapons around him. The O-line is going to be upgraded. And I expect to see a few more big plays. I think that with Laramie Tunsil getting added in there, retooled O-line is going to allow the ball to get downfield a little bit more. Maybe not on the field for 12 to 14 plays, but a good 8 to 10 plays would be good, and a few shots here or there would be nice. So I still expect him to play at a high level, still be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, and show why he's just the top talent in this league.
Do you think he might be in consideration for MVP if things go the same way they did or a little bit better last year?
Oh, absolutely. I think he would have been in consideration last year when you think of the scheme to help, you know, this team make that leap. So last year I would have gave him a vote, but if he does what he did last year, absolutely. Absolutely. This guy is special, and when the guys or teams are focused on him, they know who he is, what he can do, and he still shines, you got to put him in that race.
Anthony Armstrong with us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. What are your thoughts on the actual burgundy and gold uniforms coming back, albeit for three games?
Man, those are fresh. I like them, especially getting away from the little cranberry ones that they got. Those always look like the Cardinals jersey. But now you got something that you're getting a hat tip to the top years of the organization, the Super Bowl era. You get that burgundy and gold stripe going down on the side. And plus, you're going to get to bring the alumni, get some of those alums back in the building. I like those jerseys. I want to see a 13 in there. I definitely want to see a 17. The preview had Jeremy Reeves, it had Jaden, it had Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu, but it didn't have Terry McLaurin. So I need to have it redone with Terry McLaurin.
Something tells me, just a gut feeling, Anthony, as soon as that contract is done, that Terry is going to be in the photo room with that jersey on, and they're going to be pumping that out on social.
Oh, absolutely. He's going to come run out full speed like the Ultimate Warrior used to do. Just ready to go, man. Like, I'm hyped for it myself, so I'm looking forward for that news to come across my phone.
I'll tell you what, as a wrestling fan, if Terry McLaurin comes running out with like a spear, similar to the way the Ultimate Warrior did in those jerseys, I will be perfectly satisfied.
Yes, absolutely. That'd be a way to start the season for real.
So when you look at what this year is going to be in terms of a schedule, obviously the team was fantastic last year. 11 wins, gets to the NFC Championship. Schedule a little bit more difficult this year. Do you still think that 10 wins, 11 wins is in the cards for this roster and this team?
You know, you still got to set that bar at that same level. You know, I don't think they took a step back this offseason. I think they found a way to get better. And when you're making these improvements, and even adding in Von Miller, you got to think you're going to be able to get a win or two from those additions. Deebo Samuel and Laramie Tunsil, those guys are huge additions. They're not just spot players that are going to fit in here or there. They're upgrades from what they had last year. So, yeah, absolutely. Give me those 10, 11 wins and a fight to maybe lead this division.
A couple more here for Anthony Armstrong, who joined us on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in. What is some of the benefits from your perspective of keeping all of the offensive coaches around for another season?
man, continuity, the same voice, the same verbiage. You don't have to have somebody coming in trying to learn on the go. That familiarity is big. Familiarity is big. I mean, you look at what's going on there in Detroit. They lost both coordinators and plenty of other coaches, so there's a lot of questions as to how they're going to, you know, turn things over. But when you have, you know, young quarterback and a roster and a nucleus that's so tight, the whole thing about this organization is everybody's together. Like, they're in this thing together, and it makes sense to keep as many coaches together as possible. So I love it. It pushes me to think they're going to have a positive season.
Which rookie are you the most excited about seeing in 2025?
Man, this has been my guy, Kay Madrano. That's the guy I feel is going to be this, you know, joker of a sort. He's going to just be on the stat list doing all types of things. A couple of interceptions here, there. He might get a sack or two. He's going to free up Frankie Louvu as well. But Kay Madrano, I think he's going to have an impact on special teams. He's an interesting player with his skill set, the speed. Being able to play in the box and get active, you know, spying quarterbacks. Okay, Madrano, put a circle around him.
Do you think that's someone we could see? Because most people, when I ask that question, they'll talk to Amos, they'll talk to Connerly, maybe some will say Jalen Lane from Virginia Tech. Do you think that Kay Madrano could end up playing some defensive snaps late in the season if he really performs well on special teams?
I think he's going to find his way on the field earlier than that, just based off of his skill set, right? Like, you're looking at, okay, we're trying to find a pass rusher. Sure, you've added Von Miller. Frankie Louvu's been your best, you know, pass rusher, but he kind of still leaves you thin at linebacker. You got Bobby, then you got McGee. You got to see what he's going to develop into. I think he's going to do a damn good job. But Madrano, with him being older, he's played a lot of football. It translates to him being able to get on the field quicker. So I think there's some packages where you can see him on the field, and it allows you to have some flexibility in the back end with Quan Martin and those other safeties and how they're going to get, you know, unrolled into this field. So, yeah, absolutely. I think he's going to play sooner than you think, and their role can kind of increase as the season goes along.
So, Anthony, I'll get you out of here on this. Does Terry McLaurin sign an extension before training camp begins?
Yes. I need it to be. I don't want any distraction sliding into training camp. It needs to be all positive vibes. So absolutely, yes, he does.
I certainly hope that is the case. Anthony, appreciate it as always, my friend. This was fun.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you.
That is Anthony Armstrong. You can find him on Twitter at @RatedArmstrong, and you can listen to him with a mighty Scott Jackson on the Believe Podcast Network. They host the Believe in Commanders podcast. So some really good stuff there. I like that he mentioned Kay Madrano, because no one seems to mention him when you talk about favorite rookies. I am one of the reasons for that. I love Trey Amos. I'm excited to see what Trey Amos is going to bring to this
defense.
Him
first.
You do got to sign him. Now, the nice thing is, if he is not signed by tomorrow, he at the very least is there.
Yes.
So he is taking more of a hold-in approach, not a hold-out approach. That's one of the things as it relates to the other contract that we are waiting to have signed here with Terry McLaurin. I would like, even if Terry does not sign the deal prior to training camp, it would really make my heart happy, and this is all about me, it would really make my heart happy if Terry McLaurin holds in rather than holds out. I feel like a holding in, at the very least, you're around the team, you can talk to coaches, you can be in the meetings.
You cannot get fined.
You cannot get fined, although those things get waived once the contract is signed. Anyway, there is no bigger slap on the wrist than a team fining someone for holding out, because as soon as that contract is signed, one of the clauses is usually, hey, waive those like $2 million worth of fines that you have on me. I'm not going to do that. And they're like, yep, we will do that. So I'm not worried about the fining situation, but I would like him to be around the team. It also feels like it's significantly less of a distraction when a guy is holding in versus a guy holding out. That's just my take on it. I don't know that the holding out thing is also going to work in the long term. I feel like
it wouldn't at all. Because so I was thinking about this yesterday. Like, you still have a year on your deal. At what point do you, if you're Terry, at what point, if you do decide to hold out, at what point do you realize, oh, this ain't going to work?
This ain't going to work.
And then you show up one day and you're just like, yeah, I'm here.
So I hope that's a hold in more than a hold out.
It should be. If his agent's giving him good advice, which I don't think he is, but.
You know, this week, look, man, it's tough to be a PR guy. You know, PR is a very, very tough job when you're representing something as emotional as football, because there's so much that goes into being a football player. And what we saw this week was very much an emotional stand.
Yeah.
I can't blame him. He wants to be here. They need to rethink the strategy a little bit. In fact, that's what we're going to discuss when we get back here.
Good,
because the strategy that has taken place, not just earlier this week, but throughout the entire offseason with Terry McLaurin, has been one that is a little bit puzzling. Plus, you will hear what one of his teammates said about Terry McLaurin holding out. I'll play that for you on the other side. This is the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980.